And of course, no selection of poetry for autumn could neglect the classic by John Keats, To Autumn. Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core, to swell the gourd, and plump the hazel shells with a sweet kernel, to set budding more, and still more, later flowers for the bees, until they think warm days will never cease, for summer has o'erbrimmed their clammy cells. Who hath not seen thee oft amid thy store? Sometimes whoever seeks abroad may find thee sitting carelessly on a granary floor, thy hair soft lilted by the winnowing wind, or on a half-reaped furrow sound asleep, drowsed with the fumes of poppies, while thy hook spares the next swath and all its twined flowers. And sometimes, like a gleaner, thou dost keep steady thy laden head across a brook, or by a side oppress with patient look, thou watchest the last oozings, hours by hours. Where are the songs of spring? Aye, where are they? Think not of them, thou hast thy music too. While barred clouds bloom the soft dying day, and touch the stubble plains with rosy hue, then in a wailful choir the small gnats mourn among the river sallows, borne aloft or sinking as the light wind lives or dies, and full-grown lambs bleat loud from hilly bourn, hedge crickets sing, and now with treble soft the redbreast whistles from a garden croft, and gathering swallows twitter in the skies. Autumn Fires by Robert Louis Stevenson. In the other gardens, and all up the vale, from the autumn bonfires see the smoke trail. Pleasant summer over, and all the summer flowers, the red fire blazes, the grey smoke towers. Sing a song of seasons, something bright in all, flowers in the summer, fires in the fall. And finally, a poem from me, written in my school days at the tender age of 6. It's not going to give Keats anything to worry about, but it's quite charming, and it raised a smile when I rediscovered it, going through a box of dusty old tat. Gold in Autumn. When the farmer cuts his corn, the field is golden no longer. The trees decide to change their leaves of yellow, gold, and amber. So when the breeze blows through the trees, the autumn leaves start falling. They flutter down without a sound and make the ground all golden. The golden sun begins to fade and says goodbye to autumn. For more nonsense, check out www.hypnagoria.com. And if you'd like to drop us a line, the address is hypnagoria@gmail.com.